I'm supposed to sing at church, but I don't like my part. It's so boring. It makes me sound like a bullfrog.
Well, even bullfrogs have a part to play in God's creation. Welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach, and today we're going to get started in the New Testament book of Romans. If you have a Bible handy, why don't you see if you can find the book of Romans and find chapter 12? It's one of the all-time great chapters in God's Word. I'll start reading at verse 4, and you can follow along. Here's what it says. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts, according to the grace given to each of us. Our story today is entitled, The Best Bullfrog. Julia helped her mother clear and wipe the table after dinner. Then the two of them went out to sit on the back porch swing. They enjoyed the night sounds that came from the pond and the open fields behind their house. "Wow!" exclaimed Julia. "Listen to all those bullfrogs tonight. They're really loud!" She laughed. "I love listening to them." Mom laughed too. "Yes," she said. "They're taking center stage with their music, aren't they?" After relaxing a little while, Mom spoke again. "Is everything okay, Julia?" she asked gently. "You've been quiet ever since we got home from church this morning."
"Oh, I'm fine, I guess," muttered Julia. "It's just that Mrs. King assigned parts for the church program this morning. I'm supposed to sing in a trio, but I don't like my part. It's horrible. I sound like a foghorn or a bullfrog or something."
"It can't be that bad," said Mom. "Who's singing with you?"
"Maya and Lily. They sing the pretty parts while my part is just a boring sound. It's not fair,"
Julia huffed. "Now I don't want to sing in the program at all." Mom put an arm around Julia's shoulder.
"Julia," said Mom quietly, "maybe your part doesn't sound great by itself, but I'm sure it sounds nice with the other parts, and I know God is pleased when you use your voice to praise Him."
"But there's not even any music to the notes I have to sing," said Julia. "Like I said, it's just a drone. How can a sound like that honor God?"
"Well, even bullfrogs sing praises to their Creator," replied Mom with a smile. "We've been listening to them all evening, and you said you love the way they sound."
Julia was silent for a few moments. Then she smiled.
"All right, Mom," she said. "I'll do my part. I'll be the best bullfrog the church has ever heard." "So, how about you? Do you ever feel like your part isn't as important as everyone else's? Maybe you feel like other kids in your class or your program or your sports team get all the attention while you're left on the sidelines. Sometimes it may feel like other people are more special than you are. But remember, to God, everyone is equally as important. Just do your part to honor God and to serve Him." Our key verse is found again in the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 6. It says, "Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them." And our key thought, always do your part. By the way, thanks for listening to our program today. I would love for you to write to me. Let me know what you thought of the story. You can write to Keys for Kids Ministries, P.O. Box 1001, Grand Rapids, Michigan 49501. Or find Keys for Kids online at keysforkids.org. That's keysforkids.org. Well, as always, my name is Zach. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for more Keys for Kids.